Have you ever wondered what baptism is all about? It's an odd little ritual that's been practiced for millennia, first in Judaism and then in Christianity. Even Jesus was baptized. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So let's dive in. Yesterday we met John the Baptist, who came to prepare the way for Jesus by calling people to be baptized to show that they wanted to change their lives, to let go of the sin that had wrapped its dark tentacles round their soul. That's all well and good. Everyone from Judea, even the whole of Jerusalem, we're told, flocked to this rather odd dude in the wilderness to do just that. And so he was preparing the way of the Lord, opening people's hearts through this deep cleansing ritual. But come on, seriously, have you ever tried to change yourself, to deal with those deeply ingrained bad habits of yours that are sapping the life out of you? It's nigh on impossible. So this is what John told the people, Mark chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. There's someone coming who is able to do more than I can. I'm not good enough to be the slave who stoops down to untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but the one who's coming will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Of course, he's talking about Jesus, who subsequently had rather a lot to say about being drenched, being baptized, being transformed in the power of the Holy Spirit. If you've ever struggled with sin and failed, and who hasn't, know this. You don't have to go it alone, because one has come to baptize you with his Holy Spirit, Jesus. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And one of the ways he unleashes his power into our lives is by his word. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.